representative from City College is going to be really important as we move forward with those related conversations. So if people want to turn to talk about the City College parameters to see the edits that we made based upon feedback last time, does anybody have any additional comments or feedback they want to provide? This is from the CAP.
So just to let you know, based on this, two other trustees and I worked out a resolution that incorporates a lot of this and adds the formal committee. So we'll be presenting that at the Board of Trustees meeting next time. Some of the language in here, I mean, ultimately, according to the policies, the Board of Trustees has to approve everything. So some of the language doesn't reference that, and maybe that's some cleanup that we can do later, but, you know, pretty much. Just where it says, in number four.
The new number four, the
new number four. So the City College and the Master Planning Consultant. So that ultimately has to come to us, and I'm sure the Planning Department understands that too. So it's just language that can be cleaned up. I would love to show you the resolution because I used a lot of the ideas that we have, but until it's official.
Yeah. It's online now. It's posted online.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's posted online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. So
yeah,
if you want to take
it's. On the Board of Trustees website.
Board, okay, so Linda just posted, she must have just posted that.
Could we get a link to that?
Of course.
Link to that site so people
yeah.
can see it?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
Now, I just want to reiterate, it has not been approved yet, but
right.
we're presenting it this Thursday.
This Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Maybe, could you add that to the note that we presented this Thursday?
Yeah.
That's in this room.
Yes.
Sorry,
no.
6 o'clock.
Actually, not 6 o'clock. Our meetings go from like 4 to 2.
Okay.
Four to two in the morning sometimes. But if you wanted to know precisely when we're going to be dealing with that, I could try to find out because we do have a closed session that starts at shortly after 4 p.m. And then we don't come back into the room till sometimes it's 6, sometimes it's 7.
So do other CAC members have any feedback related to the revised nurse school?
Just on parameter 3B, is related to parking and traffic. From Westwood Park's perspective, one would want to have this settled prior to any kind of development and have that specified in the parameters.
Yes. Absolutely. That would happen prior to project approvals.
Oh,
right.
So you're saying that will be included? Did I miss it, or is it?
No, I'm agreeing that would be the appropriate, that it would be appropriate to add that.
Oh, so what's the exact language that we would add? Well, yeah,
okay, I didn't exactly put it there. Prior to the development of Belleville Reservoir, that the TDM and parking and transportation demand management strategies would be
finalized
the
implementation.
Yep.
Only that I agree. I disagree with Kate. I think that all has to be settled, and we can't really think straight until the TDM is done, really. As it applies to City College or anywhere, really.
Okay, thank you for taking the, there were a lot of comments last week, so I think that overall I think you did a good job of getting behind it, and there were lots and lots of feedback, and I think you hit the things that were the key pieces that made sure that it was much more ample about the relationship with City College, So I guess now let's open it up. Does anybody have any public comment that they want to add before we move forward? And this is again related to the parameter about City College.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Aaron Goodman, District 11. I just wanted to hand out a flyer in terms of comments on both transportation and the City College issues. But when I was over in the cafe, I saw all these cards saying SF moves. There was a whole stack of them over there. And, you know, one thing is just sticking them out in the cafe. The other thing is actually seeing that it actually has an impact. We don't know anything about how transit's going to work for all students and the increased enrollment. But we have an impetus and a precedent in terms of SF State. And I think we should look very carefully at what we see at SF State when some students go to school and then they're driving and parking throughout the neighborhoods. And that is a huge impact. So I'll give you the letter of the comments here that I just wanted to include in the record for the City College revised parameters and the transportation development parameters. One of the focus, especially, and I think it needs just to be mentioned, the issue on principle two of getting this stuff done before a build out at City College. We want to make sure those walkways, the pathways, everything that could be done to prioritize walking, biking, getting from here to the Balboa Park Station is done in any way, shape, or form. So.
I don't thank you guys often enough. I know how hard it's going to be because I know how hard it is for me. You guys have a hard job. One thing I was surprised at looking over the parameters is there's no talking about the fact that this is displacing a lot of City College parking. I mean, that's not directly, and people brought that up at the last meeting, that there ought to be some talk about. And I mean, the shared parking to me does not address the replacement of the reservoir parking for City College, and that needs to be addressed in a more literal way. Like, there's going to be X number of parking spaces for City College in the reservoir development. And it just, the RFP is like the blueprint, and if that's not put in there, if I was a developer, I wouldn't feel like that's a priority, but I feel like the community should make sure that it's in the RFP, that at least a certain number of parking spaces will be for City College, because so many of them are going to be taken away.
Francie McFarland, Westwood Park. I just want a clarification on principle one. Item A says, do not develop on City College property unless an explicit agreement is reached with City College. I'm just questioning, should it say, do not develop the Balboa Reservoir site or the PUC property unless explicit agreement is reached with City College? I'm not understanding why City College needed an explicit agreement with itself.
It's a supporting point of principle one overall. So read principle one overall.
Yeah, I saw that, but it just, that language seems confusing to me. I mean, to me, it sounds like it should say, do not develop on the PUC property or the Balboa Reservoir site unless an explicit agreement is reached with the City College. This sentence, the way it's reading here, sounds like City College has to have an agreement with itself.
Can I explain?
Yeah.
So this language stemmed from people looking at the AECOM study we posted and saw that there were access roads on City College property where the Performing Arts Center is intended to be. So what we wanted to make clear is that was not a plan. That was a study done by consultants and not the city. And we've not proposed to build on City College property. And so people were sort of worried about, well, are you trying to do that? And what we wanted to be clear was anything that we did do would be subject to an explicit agreement with the City College Board of Trustees. And so that's why it refers to City College needing to agree on any development on City College land. It has nothing to do with the PUC's approvals.
Good evening. Terry Bernstein, District 11. I'm looking at Principle 4B, It says, demonstrate an understanding of the Performing Arts and Education Center's access and parking in Balboa Reservoir's overall TDM strategy. Local resident AJ has informed me about much more about TDM, and it, rather than dealing with parking needs, my understanding is that it deals with mitigation for parking. No?
Yeah. That was how it was originally written. We're going to talk about that when we get into the next piece. So the TDM study is really to understand the transportation needs that relates not just to City College, but all of the surrounding neighborhoods, so we have a really clear understanding of what traffic patterns are, what demands are, and so it's not as narrowly defined as the original RFP or the original scope of what was presented, which AJ has been working off of, which we need to. Yeah. So
when will that be? When you resolve it, when will that be available?
That's the TDM study is a big study that's being worked on. So the language in that principle is to make sure that the Performing Arts Center, that its needs are also included as a part of the study. So, and that's about being very specific to make sure that we're looking to the future to make sure there's enough parking and people are going to come to see a performance there, as well as we already talked about the parking overall for City College. So.
Because his other point they introduced was that the original ACOM study, the planning department asked the analysis not to assess parking impacts of the reservoir project and the surrounding area.
So he hasn't attended. One of the things that's challenging is if you're not here to attend the meetings, which I really appreciate the fact that you come every time.
I don't come every time because you're all on schedule.
So it seems like you come every time. Thank you for being here this time. But anyways, the fact that Alvin hasn't been here to hear the overall conversation, it makes it a little bit more complicated because we've been talking about this in the meetings, and we have said this is shifted and this is why. As Mike just talked about, that the original AECOM Parsons study was a study, but it wasn't the planning department's work. It's a baseline and it's a data that was input from earlier on, but things have evolved since then. So I don't know what's the best way, and I'm kind of looking, because as a Sunnyside resident, I'm looking at my colleagues that are on the Sunnyside, are on the BRIC committee, like how do we loop Alvin in to update him, because I think that would be helpful as well. Thank you.
I have a similar problem. My name is Heather Thieme, Bestwood Park. I'm referring to the principle of number 4. And I wonder, the attitude of Mayor Lee is to elevate the population of San Francisco to approximately 800,000. That means 100,000 people more in the county of San Francisco. So do those people not need education? And do they not need also a parking place at City College? And are we including the futuristic growth of the population? This is very important.
Thank you.
Madeline Mueller from the faculty from City College. I was sitting back thinking, gee, maybe I was the one meeting I won't talk, but you know. So I just noticed something at the bottom of the, well, let's see, it's Principle 3B. And there's an underlying misunderstanding of the college, I think, here. They talk about sharing parking, and it says, garages for the same spaces will be utilized by residents during nights and weekends and accessible to the college students during the weekdays. It's a very bad misunderstanding of our enrollment. And we've been told, I'm a department chair, we've been told by our administration, don't just cut those evening courses. That's terribly important to the people of San Francisco, the workers. We are trying, as a department chair, I'm really trying to keep our programs going so that the night school students, and I teach at night, wonderful students. This is really upgrade of work skills and well-being, where people really just need these things at night. It's a very active night. Now, lately, Yes, because of cuts. It's frequently there are part-timers at night, and that's been taking the bulk of the cuts. The department chairs felt that they would have to cut the night schools. But now we're told by administration, don't do that. Bring your night school enrollment back up. Bring your offerings back up. So this is not a good sentence. We're not the traditional 18 to 24-year-old day student living at home walking over to school, which is true of the other 112 community colleges, but not San Francisco. We are really a very big night school program, and this seems to not acknowledge that.
So I think actually I think one of the things that I'm just going to say, I feel like we understand City College students.
Mm-hmm.
I think we understand that it's about diversity, it's about meeting students where they are, that our students are older, that our students are single mothers. I think we have heard loud and clear, I'm just going to turn to my colleagues and say, I think we get it in terms of...
But the
so,
sentence
hold
doesn't...
Hold on, hold on. So, what I want you to do is, if you take a look at that sentence B, the first sentence is the main sentence. That's the main sentence. And then, the secondary piece starts with the word if, because it's the idea of exploring the possibility that if there's an opportunity to use the same parking space, that could be shared and it makes sense. You know, maybe somebody works at night and they're on the night shift, it's going to be a resident, Balboa Reservoir, and maybe that's followed open at nighttime. But the notion is there a way to think about creating shared parking that a City College student and a resident could use? And that's the intent of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why it says if at the beginning of it, because it's the idea of don't think of it as just as having parking structures for residents and parking structures for City College. Is there an opportunity to do any kind of an overlap? And I think that's the intention of
I believe you truly. I just think that the parenthetic part of that sentence weakens what you just said. Is all
okay,
I'm saying.
Great. Okay.
That we might clean up the stuff in
sure.
parentheses.
Great.
Because I think the rest of it, I agree with. That's why I wasn't going to come to the microphone, but I thought, it just kind of switches in the parentheses within other ones.
Okay.
If I could just say again what number of people have said on this board that the TDM is going to be key here. So we don't know anything until we have a.
Exactly. We don't know if it's going to work.
That's right. We don't know if there's going to be shared. We don't know if it's maybe all bikes. I'm waiting to hear something. But, you know, we don't know what's going to go on until we actually have that study. There's so many anecdotes.
I wanted to make sure that people understood that there's been a revision to the revised parameters. And that is that, correct me if I have been, that the TDM will be completed with implementation prior to any development at the Balboa Park.
It's prior to the RFP?
No.
No.
No, not prior, but prior to any development.
If it's not prior to the RFP, then it doesn't make sense to me.
Let's. I want to table this, and we're going to come back to it when we talk about the transportation principle, because it will make sense to understand how the various inputs are going to come into informing your RFP. Okay. So, any last comments?
I have just a small comment because I was one of the recipients of the CCSF master survey, and in there. They asked about participants' level of comfort when driving, bicycling, walking, and parking, providing a scale from excellent to worst, so five, a scale of five. They chose not to provide the same scale for the comfort of participants' public transportation experience. And so we recognize that a number of questions were also directed to riding Muni or BART, but more details on participants' experience with public transportation could have been enlightening and helpful. Perhaps it was covered in another survey. I just want to bring that up because it's something that we noticed.
Okay, so we've now heard two rounds of comments. We'll get more feedback tonight. My sense is cleaning up the language around cleaning up the language around the new 3D. To not have it be so pigeonholed that it's about weekends and evenings, about non-peak hours for residents and peak hours for students as a shared opportunity might be the way just to say that and not have to be specific. And also that prior to development, the TDM and parking is planned and finalized before implementation. So those are the key highlights that we can create. So can we go to, I think we want to call for consensus to see how people feel about this principle for me.
And you also had an addition to principle four, adding that the City College Master Plan is subject to City College approval.
The Master Plan is subject to City College approval to,
Board of Trustees.
Board of Trustees.
The Board of Trustees approval, Great. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
So that's the under principle four, that it would include that it would have to be approved by the Board of Trustees of City College.
Thank you.
Okay, so can we have the slide? So where do we stand on consensus on this principle? So take a look. How many fingers are you going to give it? Let's just start with my fingers.
Again, I'm a representative of the Roscoe Park Association. There is a tremendous amount of dedication to City College and the success of City College. It's important to note that most of us have gone as youth in our middle years, and for those of us who are seniors, we take courses. It's really something we really support. We do have lots of concerns with regard to the TDM, so for that reason, I'm giving it a 2.
So I think we have consensus. I think we'll make these changes, and I think we'll see with overlap with transportation, which the TDM is going to, we're going to come back to TDM again. Okay, thanks everybody.
Thank you. Good. Okay.
So now what we're going to do, we're going for a break, right? Okay, so just, you know, how'd you get this done when you're ready to give your fingers a rest? So now what we're going to do is we're going to shift to talk about the transportation parameter revisions. Now, we haven't looked at this principle in a while. So the first thing I'd like to do is to have Jeremy have you be able to give some context.
Can we take a quick break?
No, we don't. She's not ready to take a break.
No.
Do you need to take a break?
We need to put I need to load the presentation.
Okay. Okay. All right. Then we'll take a quick break. Sorry. Okay. We'll come back when the big hands on 11, 5 minutes to 7. Thank you.